Why is loving your boss necessary for your success? Okay, I know before you guys start throwing tomatoes at me. Tomatoes, I don't know. Tomatoes at me. Why is it necessary for you to love your boss? Now, many of us might think, oh, but I hate my boss. My boss hates me. No, it's actually the energy that you're putting out there. So what I always say is, in order for you to achieve what you want and get what you want in life, you have to always have this neutral energy, positive energy, where you always look out for the good in people. So the reason that it's necessary to love your boss for success is not that you become a teacher's pet. It's for the fact that it helps you to love your job. And the more you love the things around you, and especially the people around you, it makes it very easier for you to fall into getting what you want. Your boss will notice your work more. Your boss will notice your hard work more, your timekeeping skills, whatever. So how do you love your boss? Okay, first of all, stop looking at them from the eyes of a devil, like thinking, oh my god, that person's evil. They think they're big-headed. They've got, you know, who do they think they're such a big shot with all this stuff that they've made? No, they're not a big shot. They've worked hard to be where they are. Okay. They worked hard to have this company, which is putting food on your table, giving you, you know, giving you a job. So I hate them. Isn't it better for you to love them for who they are as people? Maybe look at them as people. Actually, being a boss is not an easy job. Being an employee is a lot easier, because when you're a boss, you're actually a leader. So if your boss is leading you, and they may seem a bit stern, and you might start hating them for it, but no, you know, they're just trying to do a good job. You know, they're trying to run their business, which is something that they've dreamt about and worked so hard for. So look at life from their perspective. The other way how we can do it is, you know, being grateful for your job. Being grateful for the more you are grateful for your job and the people around you, it makes it a lot easier for you to look forward to your day rather than being grumpy. Oh my god, I don't want to go into work today. I hate my job. I hate my boss. No. It'll make you attract more better energies around you. So when you're in a good energy field, trust me, your vibrations increase, your frequencies increase, and you can attract anything that you want. Right, so what do? You be more grateful, right, for the job that you actually have, and actually looking for the good stuff in your boss rather than the bad stuff. So once you do that, you realize that, hey, you know what? That person's actually a human being. This person's actually a human being. Sorry about the motorcycle. And then it makes you just see them in a better light. And you look forward to work. And then you walk slowly, once you like the people around you, you start working better. And you start aiming better. And you get noticed better. And then you know what? You get that promotion quicker. You achieve your goals quicker. So why not? So love your boss. And if you're feeling up to it, give them a hug. Say thank you for having you. Okay, maybe not. But you know what I mean. Have a great day.